Good morning, everyone. It is so good to see you all and to be here with you and to share the joy of God's love and care with you and worship together with you, calling on the name of the Lord. We have a few announcements. The mission team will meet jointly with the deacons, as many as can come, on Tuesday, July 11th at 7 p.m., We're going to be discussing how to respond when people come to Community of Faith or otherwise approach us for help. So that should be a pretty interesting meeting. If you can make it, that would be great. The more voices that we have, the more ideas that we have, the better. This coming Friday, July 7th, we will be having a piano concert by Daisik Cha. At 7 p.m., and all are welcome. Bring your friends. Just invite everybody that you can, and let's have a good audience for Daisik. On Saturday, July 9th, the building grounds team will be removing the bushes from along the front walkway because they have become very overgrown, and we realized we can't really even see the parking lot from the front door, which we would like to be able to do. So we're going to take them out, and then we will come back in sometime later in the summer with some grasses and some lower kinds of bushes that don't grow so tall. If you have any ideas for that, let us know. Also, I didn't put this in the... Yes? You're right. It is the 8th. It is the 8th. Saturday the 8th, not Sunday the 9th. Saturday the 8th. Thank you, Bill. Also, this is not in the bulletin, but we are working on plans to recarpet the narthex. We are going to use carpet tiles, and the carpet tiles that we're going to use are an industrial, not industrial, but a commercial kind of carpet. It's something that is fade-proof and spill-proof, and we're doing tiles so that if the carpet tile does get damaged, we can replace it. We think it's going to be a good solution to our carpet issue, and will freshen up the look of the narthex. If you'd like to donate to this project, there is a board out in the narthex. You can either donate one or more individual squares, and they're about $6.25 a piece, I think. Or you can donate a box, which is $93. And all of this information is in the newsletter as well as on the poster out front. If you want to donate anonymously, just put something in the plate. Just write a note in the plate or go ahead and put in a check for however many squares, whatever you want to do. I'm sorry? Or mark out and mark out a section on the board so that we know, so that we can see how close we are to getting enough money. And that, if that wasn't jumbled enough, you can talk to me or talk to Matt, and we'll explain it, I think. Are there any other announcements we need to hear this morning? Sure. Yes, ma'am.
If you will, in your bulletin, look at the Hearing God's Word section. There's a hymn there that we're going to be singing in His time. It's on page 2203 in the STL. That's going to be combined with a song that is representative of one of the psalms for the day. And I'm going to sing one verse of the psalm song, and then you come in with one verse of In His Time, and then I'll sing the second verse, and you sing the second verse. It's easy to follow. Just be aware that it's happening.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together. by the way, if you haven't signed up for Liturgist, there is a sign-up sheet out in the narthex. But today it looks like I'm going solo. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us trust in God's everlasting love and rejoice in God's salvation. Let us pray. In our worship today, may we find you, O God, and feel your presence among us and within us. May our thoughts be for you as we praise you and profess our devotion to you. And may we be in prayer for our ministry and the people that we love. Give us power to follow in the disciples' footsteps and to embody Jesus for the world around us, so that the world may know the good news. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our hymn of praise this morning is number 473, For the Beauty of the Earth. Friends, we are but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. Forgiving God, you show us how to be your people by following the way of Jesus Christ. We are meant to love others and you, We are to provide support and comfort for the poor and oppressed, and we are to teach the world what we have learned from him. Forgive us when we fail at these tasks and misrepresent the way of Jesus. Transform us into authentic disciples, bringing the good news to a broken and thirsty world. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, we are people born of water and the Spirit, living in the forgiving love and grace of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Friends, by offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Up to heaven, a fragile soul was losing ground, sorting through the earthly babble. Heaven heard the sound. This was a life of no distinction, no successes, only tries, yet gazing down on this unlovely one, there was love in heaven's eyes. Life goes by.
the pain. Looking down, God sees each heartache, knows each sorrow, hears each cry, and looking up, we'll see compassion's fire ablaze. In heaven's eyes.